Bear Country 95.3, Kenny Chesney, I'm Alive. We are at 7:50. We're checking in with Patrick now. Patrick from Montague Webworks, Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fine. I understand that we're not actually going to check out one website this morning, but talk about a lot of websites in particular. In fact, talking about how you can be safe online whenever you're online.
Absolutely. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention in the news lately, or if you've had any problems at your office or with your home computer, but there's a new rash of internet viruses and what we like to call spyware that's entered the market space, and it's having a really bad effect on customer computing. It seems to be timed with the relaunch of Windows Vista, or what we like to call now Windows 7, which is the new version of the Windows operating system.
Mm.
And it's really important for you to understand, the listening audience, that computing is not something you should take lightly if you plan on keeping your computer for more than a year and having it in healthy and operating order.
Mm-hmm.
And we always talk about privacy and protecting your rights as a person in other aspects of our life. We should also talk about that when it comes to safe computing at home and at the office.
Okay.
So, a few things you should do, which certainly you could do to guard against piracy or getting a virus on your computer. Number one, don't surf websites that you're unfamiliar with or that you follow from a link embedded in the email that you get forwarded to you from a friend from college, you know, from 20 years ago.
Yeah, but that's so tempting, Patrick.
I know, it's that little teaser. Oh, click here for more information. Or you get the little blinky pop-up box, you know, to... You know, claim your free laptop now. No one's giving you a free laptop. All they're going to do is give you a virus.
But, the people that create these viruses know that that is tempting and that a lot of people will end up doing it, right?
That's right. And to use layman's terms, what a virus can be is a bunch of little software packets that get deployed into your hard drive throughout the file structure of your computer.
Yeah.
When you click on something. When you click on that something, a script is run behind the scenes, and those little packets get deposited on your machine. It allows the hacker from outside of your own home, could be even in a foreign country, to access your computer whenever they choose to, and to scrape around and gather personal and sensitive financial information from your computer.
What is the one bit of information that hackers are always trying to get? Is there any one thing, or is it numerous amounts of information?
Well, of course, Kevin, you know, social security numbers, bank account information, credit card numbers, anything about financial transactions or personal information related to real estate or legal transactions, anything that they can use to get access to your money is what they're looking for.
Okay.
And like we talked about last week, sometimes people are looking for other things. I don't know if you read the story that was in the AP Newswire yesterday, but there's a new rash of hacker out there that's able to deposit pornography and other types of inappropriate and sensitive material on your machine and use your computer as a repository for that information so that they are not held personally responsible.
That's not a very nice thing to do.
No. So, number two, get yourself a good antiviral program. Number three, make sure that when you have a home network or an office network that you have a firewall or you have a technologist who works with you whose expertise is protecting you from outside threats. And number three, use good computing ethics. Don't go places you shouldn't go. Don't share things you shouldn't share. Don't go to sites that you don't know or that you're not familiar with, especially in the office when you're using someone's computer that obviously you don't know.
Understood. And when it comes to Montague Webworks, would you say that this is like a growing part of what you're dealing with on an everyday basis? And more you're trying to fix problems like this?
So what I wanted to say was Montague Webworks does a bunch of technology work. We serve nonprofit businesses, fire, EMS, and police departments, as well as other nonprofit organizations throughout Hampshire and Franklin County, doing this kind of work. And if you need a professional who can come to you and give you straight answers and can obviously help you find the solution to your problem, if not provide the solution on site, I would certainly welcome you to give us a call and check us out on our website at montaguewebworks.com.
And also check them out at our Save 30% store online at the Bear website, bear953.com. As our 50% off sale continues, Montague Webworks is now in that category. So half off for the services of Montague Webworks. Patrick, have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.
We're at 7:58, Bear Country 95.3. Today, this young lady turns 25 years old. Miranda Lambert and her new song called White Liar. 45 degrees, Bear Country 95.3. Good morning.